Before we begin, years ago, I was involved in a devastating accident that turned my whole world upside down. The damage to my back and the complications that followed left me wondering if I'd ever make a full recovery. I stared in the face of uncertainty for quite some time. It was traumatic, to say the least. As difficult as that season was, it was also a game changer. Since my physical body was broken, there was little opportunity to spend my ambition, something I always had in large supply. During that difficult season, the great physician began showing me another area of my life that required healing, my spirit. God showed me the pain that was hiding in the dark corners of my heart and the importance of releasing it. He showed me how I was holding resentment toward others and the value of forgiveness. Then he showed me how my independence was not his intended design for me. Once he revealed these truths to me, he crowned his teachings with an empowering lesson on love. That difficult season in my life turned into one of the most valuable seasons I have ever known. Once the Lord brought me through this power pack of lessons, he did what only he can do. He healed my body completely. Today, my back is healthy and strong. Only God can take a tragedy and turn it into a triumph. That's unorthodox brilliance. Time marched on, and I resumed my life. I was at the helm of my world, full steam ahead. I was homeschooling my son, working a job, and in the leftover scraps of my time, I was taking care of my family. I was constantly on the move. My ambition was starving, and I fed it full-course meals. Unbeknownst to me, I was crossing a forbidden line. With my eyes fixed on the world, I lost sight of the empowering foundation God had taught me after my accident, until one day, God disrupted my world. The year was 2009, and our family had just moved into our dream home, a home my husband Kevin and I spent all of our resources to build. Do you remember 2009? It was the year the recession took the United States by storm. When it slammed into our economy, Kevin landed in the unemployment line. Stress. We didn't know how we were going to make ends meet. In fact, when I ran the numbers, the answer was simple. We couldn't. I found myself in the company of uncertainty once again. Remember uncertainty? He's the guy who wouldn't leave my side after my accident. I don't like him. He's a secret keeper. Since my husband's industry was hit especially hard, he moved in and out of unemployment for 7 long years. That season was filled with stress, anger, sorrow, fear, and great need. For a while, I ran like a crazy person trying to compensate for our losses. I was leaning more on my own strength than trusting my Heavenly Father. My primary focus was to fix my broken world. Somewhere in the senseless flurry of activity, God showed me how I had veered off course. In the short span of time since my accident, the halls of my heart had become cluttered. My heart was no longer aligned with God's heart, and in that difficult season in my life, I needed to find myself in God's perfect will. I needed a healthy foundation. Once I realized what I had done, I made a decision to start over again. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I reinstated these 4 priceless concepts. I began to pay attention to the unhealthy things I was stockpiling in my heart. I knew I needed a clean heart to please God. Of the 4 concepts, childlike faith was the hardest for me, but I knew I needed to trust God with my crumbling world. And he didn't let me down. Because I chose to lean on the Lord's strength instead of my own, I learned just how powerful this practice really is. Truly, when I am weak, I am strong. Through a series of miraculous events, God saved us from financial ruin. But for me, his greatest work in that season happened when he reminded me of the 4 beautiful practices that are most pleasing to him. Friend, the forerunner of my misguided steps was the rapid pace that I kept. I was following the world's frantic lead. By following the boisterous rhythm of our culture, I was easily lured away from the Lord. I was distracted by inconsequential activities that harmed my faith. I have learned that when my rhythm is keeping time with the world's rhythm, my spirit suffers. The rampant pace railroads my faith every time. With a host of distractions, I spend my energy trying to keep up with a never-ending list of demands while my focus is deterred and my connection with God suffers. God's rhythm is quite different than the boisterous noise of this world. He has a quiet, steady tempo. As his child, I must maintain the same steady rhythm. This doesn't mean I won't be busy, but the way I handle the busyness in my life makes all the difference in the world. Today, my default settings still drive me toward busyness. It's a weakness in me for sure, and obviously the world is never in short supply of opportunities to help me flex my ambition. But can I tell you something? I don't need practice being busy. I need practice being still. I need to practice the four concepts God taught me during my recovery until they become my default settings. When I adopt these foundational truths, the halls of my heart remain clean, and my relationship with God is healthy and strong. In this collection of writings, we're going to take a deep dive into the four treasured concepts I have adopted. I challenge you to give these concepts the space they need to marinate in your spirit. As these truths settle into your heart and mind, practice downshifting by intentionally slowing your pace. Make time for Jesus daily, not only in your devotional time, but in the free pockets of your day. As you take this challenge, I pray that you crack open elements in your relationship with God you've never experienced before. The journey awaits us, shall we?